It is 17 past the hour from New York City, our studios there. Let's go inside her story as we welcome in to the show, Miss Jackie Reed.
Good morning, you guys, and happy Friday.
Happy Man Dance Friday.
You know what?
Keep going, Jackie.
Leave that. All right. So let me ask you a question. Is it archaic to label children born out of wedlock as illegitimate? That is part of the debate swirling in the African-American community after a recent blog post called Why Doesn't the Black Community Value Marriage? Now, the author states, while the out-of-wedlock rate is rising across the races, every other race except for the black race values making baby within wedlock. Now, the response from a fellow blogger suggests that blacks should no longer be overly concerned about out-of-wedlock births, citing research that legally times have changed and even most courts have stopped using the terms illegitimate or legitimate to describe children. I'm going inside her story with the author of the first blog mentioned, which is called, again, Why Doesn't the Black Family Value Marriage? Her name is Krystalyn Karazin. Now, you may remember Krystalyn. She's the co-author of the book Swirl that we talked about recently, which is encouraging black women to get out there and follow in her footsteps and date and marry men of other races. She is happily married to a man that is not African-American.
A white man.
Good morning, Krystalyn.
Good morning.
We're going to really ignore Jay this morning, Krystalyn.
I know. I'm going to be laser focused on you, Jackie. And,
yes, ma'am.
The book is called Swirling. It's Swirling, How to Date, Mate, and Relate, Mixing Race, Culture, and Creed.
Okay. Thank you. I apologize for mixing it up. I called it Swirl. It's Swirling. Now you use some inflammatory things in your blog. You say some things.
I know.
First and foremost, you cite a few examples, including a picture of a black woman who's she's with child, correct? And she's it's her wedding photograph with a white man, and you talk about how that family insisted basically to have a shotgun wedding, you know, and that they get married. You're basically saying that white families value weddings before children more than black families. Why do you think this, Krystalyn, is the reason that black families are having so many children out of wedlock?
You know, in regards to that blog, I have to blame my mother. She taught me that sometimes you have to stir the pot to get people in the kitchen. That blog got no wedding, no womb on the show, and I made you look. So let's talk about the issues and find solutions.
Are you saying that you were just saying those things, you don't really believe them, or do you stand by what you say?
I stand by the idea and spirit of the blog, and that is that there are some cultural differences in terms of how we handle children being born into the black community. There is no question that, and the reason why I wrote that article, it was just really out of pure frustration, Jackie. I recently found out that the National Center of Health Statistics reported that 80% of first children born out of born to black women were born out of wedlock, and only 18% of those couples were cohabitating. And if you look at that study and you look at it a little further, other races, white, Hispanic, Asian, they are having children out of wedlock too, but the ratio between those children being born and those couples cohabitating is much closer together than ours. So that tells me something. That tells me that there's something wrong. And nobody can tell me that the black community has benefited from children being born into fragmented families. There's just no way that nobody can tell me that being born to half a parental unit is more beneficial or at least even neutral.
Well, you can't have that conversation. That you suggest that it's holding us back educationally and economically.
Absolutely. Every statistic supports that. Nobody can argue this. In terms of the incarceration rate, the relationship between not having a father in the home and the high incarceration rate is a direct relationship. The high dropout rate, the high incidence of abuse within exposing children, young black children, to abuse, all of those things are related to fragmented families. And so it's time that we do something. It's like, okay,
a lot of people will say that, you know, as far as that situation in the African-American community, they say that it will you can trace it back to longstanding societal issues as far back as slavery. Others will say, well, it's an attitude issue. I mean, do you think it's a combination? What do you think the problem is?
I think it's a combination of both. But, Jackie, you have to remember that after slavery, when the slaves were freed, they lined up in droves to get married. They wanted, they cherished that, and they saw marriage as a privilege because it had been deprived to them for so long. And so family was extremely important. And what you have here is that up until when Martin Luther King did his I Have a Dream speech, over 70% of black children had fathers in the home. Now, here we are, and now that figure has turned up on its head. It's even higher now. So something happened between, you know, the time around the time that Martin Luther King did that speech to now to change an attitudinal change that's happened within the black community that's problematic.
You know, there was a response to your blog in the Griot where that writer suggested that labeling children as illegitimate and even just this whole issue that you raise is archaic. It's outdated. Why are we still talking about this? Because they're saying that children that are born to single parents are legitimate.
I never said in my blog. I never said in my blog. I never even mentioned that word illegitimate. I don't even know why they would even try to tag that on to my blog. I never said that. I don't believe in shaming.
So you don't
children.
Think there's a stigma attached?
I don't think that there's obviously not. I mean, we've got. I mean, children. I mean, black children are being born every day out of wedlock. I don't think that there's a stigma there. I don't think I don't think that the problem issue is shaming black kids. I think it's about making sure that black mothers and black fathers are working together to raise their children together.
Okay, Crystalline.
It's not even about marriage. Just raise them together.
Okay, well, we're out of time, but thank you so much for sharing your perspective. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me, Jackie.
All right, thank you, Crystalline.
Good job.
Jackie, good job.